So too, Biden demands lower insulin prices after canceling Trump's order to lower them. By Joel B. Polak on March 2, 2022. President Joe Biden told Congress Tuesday evening in his State of the Union address to pass legislation to lower insulin prices. After he suspended, and then rescinded, former President Donald Trump's executive order to lower them. In his address, Biden said, "My plan to fight inflation will lower your costs and lower the deficit. First, cut the cost of prescription drugs. Just look at insulin. 1 in 10 Americans has diabetes. In Virginia, I met a 13-year-old boy named Joshua Davis. He and his dad both have type 1 diabetes, which means they need insulin every day. Insulin costs about $10 a vial to make. But drug companies charge families like Joshua and his dad up to 30 times more. I spoke with Joshua's mom. Imagine what it's like to look at your child who needs insulin and have no idea how you're going to pay for it. What it does to your dignity, your ability to look your child in the eye, to be the parent you expect to be. Joshua is here with us tonight. Yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday, buddy. For Joshua, and for the 200,000 other young people with type 1 diabetes, let's cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month so everyone can afford it. Drug companies will still do very well. However, as Breitbart News noted last year, Biden suspended several Trump-era executive orders upon taking office, including one to lower the cost of insulin and epinephrine. President Joe Biden's first actions included a directive that suspends President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at lowering the prices of insulin and epinephrine, which was to have gone into effect on Friday, January 22. The directive, issued by White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, suspends new regulations for 60 days while the new administration can conduct a review. Ultimately, the administration chose to rescind Trump's executive order last October. Nevertheless, Biden has repeatedly demanded that Congress lower insulin prices, and he did it again in his State of the Union address. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.